Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, it's J. Stu, and once again, I'm back at Sketchbook Comics with the mighty Jeff. How's it going, man?
I'm good.
I actually made it 2 weeks in a row this time.
There you go.
Nice. Right off the bat, as far as I'm concerned, the biggest news of the week, Suicide Squad casting.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
I got to tell you, I'm way more excited about this movie than I am about Superman versus Batman.
I'm more excited about Suicide Squad than any movie.
Nice.
I'm more excited about this than Avengers Age of Ultron.
Really?
I'm more excited about this than Star Wars. I'm more excited about this than everything.
Oh, fantastic casting.
Suicide Squad. Tom Hardy as Rick Flagg, for me, that when I heard that rumor, I was figured, don't get your hopes up, Jeff. That's just hands down perfect. Don't get your hopes up. It's never going to happen. And then when they announced it, wow, I am super stoked for that movie.
That's nice. And Jay Courtney's Boomerang?
Yep. And I like the idea of dropping the captain and just playing Boomerang.
That's cool.
We'll see what happens. But
Will Smith is Deadshot, though.
I'm 100% down with that, too. The man can act.
Yeah, he's a fantastic actor. Yeah. He's proven it.
And Deadshot's had, like, the kind of the smart-ass quippiness to him in the past.
Yeah.
Especially in Secret Six, where he was teamed up with Catman all the time.
But, yeah.
I mean, always he has. And I'm hoping, I've got my fingers crossed, because they've got so much of the Ostrander or Ostrander stuff from the 80s series. And even Geoff Johns referenced that series in the reveal of the cast, that this is one of the greatest and most underrated comic runs ever. And it is. It contains my absolute favorite comic book of all time. But because they're referencing that, if they're using that Deadshot, man, where he had a death wish and he was just dark and was filled with black humor. I'm like, man, I think it's awesome. And the idea that they've got Will Smith playing him instead of a white guy, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
Who cares at all? Yeah. His race is irrelevant. The man can act.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 100% down with that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see his take on a villain for a change.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fantastic.
And hopefully we'll get an Amanda Waller, maybe?
Oh, they're looking for Amanda Waller right now. Their list, there was three women on the list that were revealed that they're hoping for.
Okay.
The best one, I think, is a pipe dream, but Will Smith is friends with her, so everything I've heard is their number one choice would be Oprah Winfrey.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, can you imagine?
I think oh my God, that would be great. And the other two women, I honestly didn't know who they were, so I had to Google them. And the one woman's name is like Octavia or Olivia or something like that. But she's the woman who won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for The Help.
Oh, okay.
And as soon as I saw her, I was like, absolutely, this works perfect. And then the other woman, I honestly don't remember what I had seen, what I knew her from. But as soon as I saw her, I was like, okay, yeah, this works. All of them are a little bit older. Like, this other woman was, by the time they filmed it, she'd be 50 for sure.
Right.
And yeah, I am 100% down with that. It appears they're going to head in the direction of, not going with the sleeker, sexier Amanda Waller that we've seen the last couple of years and in Arrow. And they're going to go with the original.
That's all right.
Imposing Amanda Waller, who just scares the hell out of you just being in the room with her.
Yeah.
Man, I love it. But, I mean, Oprah Winfrey, I'm hoping that the Will Smith connection can pull that one together.
That'd be pretty awesome.
I mean, let's face it. It's not like you can drive a truckload of money up to her house. She'll just laugh at you because she's got more money in her backyard. But that would be pretty awesome. Any of them, I was like, yeah, these would be great. Or if you just go with what I always thought was a good one, was CCH Pounder.
Okay.
Yeah, she scares the hell out of me, too.
And what do you think about Jared Leto as the Joker?
I'm good with that. I'm more interested to see how they work the Joker and Harley into it.
Yeah.
I mean, Harley could be part of the team. I mean, she wasn't obviously back in the 80s since she didn't exist at the time. Mm-hmm. But, I'm curious to see how they work him into it. I read an article yesterday, and I think I posted on our Facebook page, that, we could see Joker in more of like a consultative role where Amanda Waller is talking to him in like in the prison, type of thing. Mm-hmm. As a kind of an introduction of the Joker, in preparation for a Batman movie or something. So, who knows? You know, maybe they'll jam him right in the team and we'll see something completely odd and off the wall from it. But or maybe they'll use him in that kind of capacity. But I think it should be cool. Yeah. And I mean, if they play that whole, you know, the Joker's just somebody who wants to watch the world burn, that works. And then, I mean, that's who the Joker is. Mm-hmm. You know, he's chaos. And so, yeah, he fits the Suicide Squad idea to me.
I read a while back there was a rumor that they were going to try and get Jesse Eisenberg as Luther into this as well.
They're still in talks for that. So I would expect that if Luther's in it, it's probably in more of a role like him and Waller together setting it up or something along those lines or that capacity. I mean, it's completely speculative on Batman versus Superman, mm-hmm. but maybe Luther ends up as president or something like he did in the comics.
Right, so, okay.
I mean, in theory, if that's the case, then it makes complete sense for him to be in a Suicide Squad movie. But we'll see what happens.
Oh, I like that idea, man.
Yeah.
Wow. In comic book news, get your thoughts on this. I heard that they're actually working on a sequel to Dark Knight Returns.
Another one?
Yeah, but this time, not only is it Frank Miller, it's Scott Snyder. They confirmed this 2 days ago, I think.
Really? I hadn't heard that.
Because that last sequel was terrible.
Oh, it was awful.
And wouldn't be drawing it. It'd be rotating artists, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a ton of faith in Frank Miller anymore.
Me neither.
But I have a ton in Scott Snyder, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. I think I'd have to think about that one for a while. My first reaction is, why not just leave it alone? But Scott Snyder, I mean, he effectively redid year one, and mm-hmm. he did it well.
He did.
So, yeah, that's a tough one, because Dark Knight Returns is up there as one of my all-time favorite comics.
Oh, so. For sure.
I don't know.
Well, we'll let that one sink in.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So they officially said Benedict Cumberbatch is Doctor Strange.
Yes.
I thought it happened a month ago, but...
Yeah, I mean, it was all rumors before, but... Yeah, I mean, it's official now.
Yeah. Still not excited for this one at all?
No, it's one of those things where I just... He's a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
I just think it's a crappy character. And, you know, people are like, oh, I love Sherlock, so maybe he'll be good in this. Well, I expect if you love Sherlock, you'll probably like this, because I think Marvel's going to have Dr. Sherlock. I think that's what they're going to do, is they're going to make him, you know, very, very similar to... I hope not, because I think that would start the process of kind of typecasting Cumberbatch. But, I don't know. Joel's a big believer that this could be a phenomenal movie. Mm-hmm. I have little to no faith in this character. They have tried to do stuff with him for 40 years and gotten nowhere. He's a boring character.
Yeah, you were saying you liked it better when Brother Voodoo took over.
He was a better character, which is ridiculous to
it
say.
It is, yeah.
But Doctor Strange is just so... dull. He's it might have been you that we've had this discussion.
It was.
He's that high school teacher you just forget about.
That's a good
until somebody brings his name up and you go, oh yeah, I remember him. He was all right.
Nice. I saw today that you were excited about Ryan Reynolds' tweet.
I think that's one of the greatest tweets of all time. It's chimichanga time.
Yeah, so it's all but confirmed he's coming back.
Yeah, it's official that he's resigned.
That's
so
cool.
Which is good. I think that's who they needed.
Yeah.
You know, I can't think of anybody else that, to me, would play Deadpool right. And I heard a rumor that the new movie will address his appearance in Wolverine Origins.
Yeah.
So, I won't be shocked if they just write off, yes, that was him at the beginning, no, that was not him at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the one ending where the mouth is opened and he's, like, doing the whole shh. With the head laying on the ground.
So, yeah.
I don't know. He's the only choice, I think.
Yeah, plus he loves the character,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that he knew to say it's Chimichanga time, you know, that to me shows he likes the character. So.
And that's what you need for someone playing a character.
Yeah. Hopefully Cumberbatch really likes Doctor Strange.
Let's hope. And they announced an actress for Jessica Jones for the Netflix series.
They did, and I recognized her. Kristen Ritter, I think her name is.
Yeah, she was on Breaking Bad, and yeah. I know her from a short-lived comedy show, The Bee in Apartment 23.
Yeah, that's somebody else told me about that, too. I recognized her from... Oh, man. I can't even think of the name of the movie now. It was a Matthew McConaughey movie.
Oh, okay.
I think she was in... I can't even think about it now. It's the one with Sarah Jessica Parker where she's hired to get him to move out of his parents' house.
Oh, okay.
You know, which, just speaking it out loud, is a ridiculous concept. But
oh, man.
It was actually not a bad movie.
Oh, okay.
Bradley Cooper was in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he plays one of McConaughey's buddies.
Don't think I've ever heard of it, but...
I like Matthew McConaughey.
He's good sometimes.
I love him. I like the way he talks. I used to get super excited listening to satellite radio in my car on the NFL Network when you'd hear him do the beef commercials.
Oh, okay.
This is the most ridiculous thing ever. But he's saying it, so I'm listening.
Nice. And another thing I wanted to address, I didn't realize you were like a huge fan of Preacher.
I am. Yeah, that is one of the greatest comic books ever written. And it just got picked up.
By AMC, actually.
AMC
yeah.
ordered a pilot, I think.
Yeah.
I may, if he puts in too many dick jokes, if he puts in any dick jokes, I am going to drive to Hollywood and beat Seth Rogen to death. Preacher is one of those things that, you know what, I go into any movie and I go into any TV show with the expectation, that it's going to be different than the comic. It has to be different from the comic.
Yeah.
Preacher can't be. It will lose everything. It's... How do you change that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they made Jesse Black, whatever, except for the fact that he's a Southern boy, mm-hmm. so, you know, it takes away from his family, you know, all that stuff. But if you're changing something to me that's minor like that, mm-hmm. fine. But the heart and soul of it has to be there. And quite frankly, some of that stuff, wow, it's going to be interesting to see that on television.
Yeah.
You know, some of it is... straight up offensive when it comes to religion, and mm-hmm. I'm fine with it, and I thought it was fantastic, but there are some people that will not be fine with it.
Definitely not.
Not be fine with it. And, oh man, like his cousins, and the cousin who's a little bit too big a fan of chickens. And,
oh, right. Yeah.
You know, and the sex detectives. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
You know? It's going to be real interesting to see how much they can pull off. So I'm a big fan of the fact that it got picked up. I'm hoping it does well.
So about the only last thing I have to ask you, what have you read in the last week?
Let's see. Grayson was really good this week. I mean, Grayson on the whole has just been a fantastic book. I really like the new Secret Six.
Okay.
Very much a setup issue, but you find out who all six members of the team are. There's none of this. You know, Marvel's famous for it. You know, here's three members of the team. Maybe you'll see who the rest of the team is by issue 5.
Oh, yeah.
But no, first issue, you know who all six of them are.
Okay, good.
So that was really good. And I've been trying to get caught up on Godhead. I was a little bit behind on it, so I'm still a little bit behind, like, I don't know, 3 issues or so. But I've been getting caught up on that, and holy crap, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, Highfather is insane. Like, just crazy.
Latest Multiversity was sort of weird.
I liked it a lot.
Good art.
Like, this is kind of like Watchmen by Grant Morrison. I'm like, this is interesting. I wish there was more of it, to be honest.
And those were the characters Watchmen was based on.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The old Carlton characters.
Yeah. And
yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I liked it a lot. Yeah, those are probably the big things that stick out for me. I haven't had a chance to read Escape from New York yet.
Oh, I didn't even... Oh, there it is.
And I haven't had a chance to read Wolf Moon yet, but I'm looking forward to that, the new werewolf book from Colin Bunn and Jeremy Hahn.
Okay.
Yeah, very cool. But yeah, that's probably the stuff I've read lately. And I've been reading a ton of Lil Abner from the comic shop.
Oh, okay. I remember that
stuff, yeah. It ran from like 1938 to 1979.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Shmoo was in that one?
Shmoo was introduced through that. Sadie Hawkins Day was introduced through that. Oh, yeah. It had a huge impact on American society and pop culture. And yeah, I love that stuff. My dad introduced it to me years ago. And
oh, yeah.
I'm reading the, I think it's IDW that's putting them out. Yeah, it's IDW through their Classic American Cartoon Library or something like that. But they put out all kinds of stuff like Terry and the Pirates and all that, like, fantastic stuff that was printed in newspapers. And now we get junk.
Yeah.
Garfield.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's ever been funny.
Are you old enough to remember the Star Wars comic strip that was in the paper for a few years?
I do. I don't remember reading it very much, but I do remember.
There was a Spider-Man one, too, I guess.
Yeah. The Spider-Man one is actually still printed in Comic Shop News and in some newspapers, too. Yeah. But yeah, some of that old classic stuff is fantastic. Well beyond what comic books were doing at the time.
Yeah.
You know, so I love it. The only catch is at the beginning of every single strip, they do a tiny, like, the first panel is almost always recap. And I'm like, I'm reading it all together. Stop it. But it's what it is.
speaking of which, did you see, I think it was in the Spider-Verse comic where they mock that.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. With the
one of those guys, Moreland, I guess, leaps into the Spider-Man comic strip continuity.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, it's great. And he's getting mad that they keep recapping.
Yes, I did. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and yes. That was right up there with the Hostess Snack Cake one.
Yes.
Which was fantastic. When Spider-Man is completely confused as to why this guy's not happy about having Twinkies thrown to him. Oh, yeah. Yes, awesome. I do remember that one where Moreland is just angry because they just keep repeating things. Yeah, I feel like Moreland sometimes when I read them. But at the same time, I love that stuff.
Oh, man. Well, you know, man, thanks again for taking your time with us today. And I'm going to throw this out there to everyone listening. Come down to Sketchbook Comics. There's lots of great ideas here for Christmas as I look around the store. You can see a Darth Vader mask with a Joker mask over top of it.
For the moment. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, thanks, man. We'll see you next time.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.